Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we spend some time looking at your word, I ask that you would come and minister to our hearts. Open our eyes. Give us revelation. And give us courage to live according to your ways. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So redeemed means bought back. And your life when you were living in sin was actually under the power of sin. And you lived mostly according to the ways of the world. Thinking the way the world thinks. Following the patterns of the culture you live in. And then God comes and redeems you. And He starts to teach you the ways of His kingdom. And so by default in the past, one's finances are submitted to the ways of the world. But if God has redeemed your finances, it means you've submitted them to Him. The big shift in your heart is that you've put your trust in God instead of mammon. And some of us in this room are still trusting in money and not God. It takes faith and courage. And faith is seen by actions. So you can actually see if you examine what you do with your money, whether you have faith or not. The Bible says two things. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And what is not of faith is sin. In other words, when it comes to your finances, you should be living with faith. Applying faith to how you administrate money in your life. And when it comes to faith, you have to take steps without a visible guarantee. Most of the transactions we do, we have some kind of a solid basis, a guarantee. I go to the market. I see some fruits and vegetables. I've got some money, I hand it over, I receive fruits and vegetables. No faith is required because I can see what I'm going
to
get. And so that's not difficult. What's difficult is when I have to sow and then I don't know if there will ever be reaping. I take some money and I give it away. And I don't know if I will actually get a result back.
Dit fantatra zava meta az vokatra iverina ti amiko.
But God said we could test him.
Kanefa andriamanitra ny teny hoe afaka nizahantsika toetra izy.
He said if you sow you will reap.
Ozy izy hoe raha mamafinareo a dia andray vokatra.
But that requires faith.
Kanefa izany mitaky finoana.
So what I want to tell you is that there is a right way to handle finances.
Then zavatra tiko tenenina aminareo izany hoe misy fomba mety a any amin'ny fomba fikarakarana ny ara-bola.
The Bible makes it plain.
Nataon'ny tenin'Andriamanitra mazava be le izy.
Doesn't make it easy.
Kanefa tsy midika izany hoe mora manao azy.
It's never going to be easy.
Ary tsy mora na oviana le izy.
But the right thing is clear from scripture.
Fale zavatra mety izay tokony atao dia tena mazava be izy ao anatin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
So there is a right way.
Izany hoe misy fomba mety na hoe fomba marina izany a izay azo arahana.
When we look at the account of Abraham,
we're
not finding the first person who brought sacrifices to God. From Adam and Eve onwards, people were making sacrifices. You know, Cain and Abel made sacrifices. So people were bringing offerings to God. But what's significant about Abraham is he is portrayed as this man of faith. And after going into a battle, he came back with a bounty, lots of spoils of war. He had labored, but God had given him victory. And he was prospering in every way. And then this character Melchizedek appears to him. Melchizedek is this Christ type figure. He represents Jesus in a way.
Melchizedek is an ateotane as well. Manana yendkan Christi, unratenen nasante, motan manuan Christis.
And he comes and meets with Abraham after the battle, and guess what he brings? Bread and wine.
Te tungizia, nanantunan Abraham, torina lead, the irteretan savatanetene, mufsit vai.
Like communion. These are kind of symbols of a covenant. And Melchizedek's other description is that he's the king of Salem. He's a priest whose order is not ending. So he's a king, he's a priest, he comes with bread and wine. It's obvious who he represents. And Abraham is the father of our faith. The one that God made a covenant with. And so we see this very symbolic moment. And in this beautiful moment, Abraham takes a tenth of everything and gives it to Melchizedek. Now, in those ancient times, there was diplomacy, and it was understood that you could pay tribute to someone in authority. You recognizing their superiority, you giving them honor. You're saying something like this: I need you more than you need me.
Ohatra no miteny izany ianao hoe za milanao a mihoatra lavitra noho ny hoe ilanao ana.
You are the greater, I am the lesser.
Ianao ilay lehibe kokoa dia za ilay kely kokoa.
So I give you a gift to honor you.
Ka manome fanomezana anao a mba hanomezako voninahitra anao.
That's what Abraham did to Melchizedek.
Zay no nataony Abrahama tamin'ny Melchizedek.
Melchizedek took the bread and the wine and he blessed Abraham.
Dia noraisin'ny Melchizedek ilay mofo sy divay dia notahiny Abrahama.
So who was actually blessing whom?
Dia iza ary no mitahy an'iza?
Melchizedek was blessing Abraham.
Melchizedek no nitahy an'i Abraham.
And later in the Bible, in the New Testament, that is explained that the greater party blesses the lesser.
De aty aorian izany amin'ny testamenta vaovao a dia nohazavaina hoe ilay lehibe kokoa izany a no mitahy an'ilay ohatrany hoe ambany kokoa na le hoe ilay kely kokoa.
And that is the nature of this covenant arrangement.
Dia izay izany naturan'ity fifanekenyity izay no naturany.
A lesser party respecting and honoring a greater party, the greater party blessing the lesser party. Now this event in the Bible is rich with symbolism and imagery.
It
comes long before the law that came through Moses. And actually speaks to the heart of our relationship with God. And says we should worship God, we should pay tribute to him as our king.
And
now in several other scriptures it tells us that the whole earth belongs to God.
And
later on after this event we see in the law that God introduces a rule about giving a tenth. Amazing. This is like God saying, it's all mine. But I will allow you to have 90%.
Ka neva avelako ianao a anana ny ampaha sivifolo isanjatony.
But through the law, God clarifies. He says, the one-tenth belongs to me.
De tamin'ny alalan'ny lalàna no nanazavan'Andriamanitra izany hoe ny ampaha folony a dia anahy.
Well, actually, it all belonged to him. But he says, bring to me just one-tenth. So the law, actually, when you look at it, after Moses comes down from the mountain, there's a whole lot of laws that are introduced.
So
there were offerings. There were the tithes. There were other feasts and celebrations. There were many times people were required to bring something to the temple. And it's interesting that there was a practical element to the giving. See, there was no temple yet in the time of Abraham. But now once the temple was established and the law was propagating, God actually explained what to do with the stuff that belonged to him. He said that the Levites couldn't own land, so they couldn't, they had to live off the income from the tithes.
And
so this was brought to the temple for the running of the temple.
And
so the many tribes brought their tithes to the temple.
The
Levites had to run the temple. Not all of them, but the selected priests from among that tribe.
But
the whole tribe had no land allotted to them.
And
even the priests and the Levites had to tithe as well.
And
it's quite interesting the way the law puts this idea forward.
They
didn't have a choice. They had no choice in the matter. It was part of being the people of God. God stated it like absolutely clearly. He said the first fruits, the tenth, belongs to him.
And
if they didn't bring it, they were guilty of stealing from God. Thieves and robbers. Stealing from God. And the result was no favor from God. So when Abraham came to Melchizedek, he worshipped, he gave a tenth.
He
bowed. He recognized Melchizedek as a high priest. Melchizedek blessed him. And then we, under the law, we get to the passage that every other church has preached on.
I've
avoided this for years.
Because
it's been used badly in this nation.
It's
been used manipulatively.
And
today I want you to understand it properly.
And we're
only halfway through, so let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
You've
been a Christian in this nation for a few years, you will know what verse I'm going to look at.
Malachi 3
verse
8
to 11. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings.
You're
under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it.
Ientunareo ny fahafolokarena rehetra ho ao amin'ny trano firaketako mba hasikanina ao an-tranoko ary izaho toetra amin'izany aho hoy Jehovah Tompony maro raha tsy ho voako ny varavaran'ny lanitra ho anareo ka ampidinako fitahiana manana ambiampy ho anareo.
I will prevent pests from devouring your crops and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty.
Ary asiko teny mafy ny valala noho ny aminareo ka tsy hanimba ny vokatry ny tany intsony ireny ka dia avanimbo ny voalobokareo any an-tsaha hoy Jehovah Tompony maro.
Israel were holding back and God said they were robbing from him.
Ny Israeliana dia niazona an'ilay izy ho an-dreo dia hozy izy Andriamanitra hoe nandroba azy izy.
Because God said, I require a tenth from you.
It's
not yours, it's God's. Of everything you ever earn in this life, God says, it actually all belongs to Him. And he says, you can keep 90, but 10% comes to me. Does this apply today? How would you like me to answer that? Jesus said that not one little part of the law would be taken away. But he said something else. He said, I didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So listen carefully. I think this is still applicable.
So
my answer is yes and more
so.
And let me try to explain this now. When Jesus came, he came as a law keeper, he upheld the law. And he fulfilled all righteousness on our behalf. He lived a perfect life and he presented a perfect offering to the Father. And he did that on our behalf. And when he died, he took the curse of every sin upon him. So on our behalf, he fulfilled the requirements of the law before God. And he died in our place, taking the curse that should have fallen on us on himself. And he gave us his righteousness. And so now we live and stand in right standing with God because of Jesus. So my righteousness is not my own. But it came from Jesus.
Tia, 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 tia,
So when I look at the Malachi text, and the law, I see blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. That's how the law operates. But when I come under grace, I receive blessings for Jesus' righteousness and the curse for my sin is put upon Jesus. And I want you to hear this now. It's not that there is no curse under grace. But just that the punishment for our sin is removed from us and put on Jesus. So where the Israelites robbed from God, God punishes Israel. He said that to them. He says, you're robbing from me and your whole nation is under a curse. That's how the law operates. When Israel robbed from God, Israel was punished by God. What happens when we sin? Jesus takes the punishment for our sins. If we rob from God, we actually carry on living without realizing, God didn't strike me with boils or sores. I don't tithe or give much in the offering, but my boss still pays me at the end of the month. But that doesn't mean that there's no curse. If we sin, the curse falls on Jesus. So I can never manipulate you with a threat. I can't go to Malachi and say, if you don't tithe, God's going to curse you. But I can tell you this. When we sin, our sins are put on Jesus. And if we claim to love Him, why would we heap upon Him more sin? That's what John speaks about. He says, if you continue to sin, you're actually putting more sin on Jesus. How can you claim to love Him and continue to sin? So what does it mean then to give under grace? In other words, we want to give, but not motivated by the threat of rejection and curse. It comes back to Abraham.
Dem verna makane amin'ny Abraham.
The father of our faith.
Lay rain funutik.
Who freely gave.
Izay nanome malalaka.
Before the law.
Ne loan'ny sin lalan.
Not being threatened with any curse.
Tsinizwe na patahotahotra anazy hoe sao voahozina amin'ity ianao.
He simply recognized the greatness of Melchizedek and said, "Here's a tenth."
Fa tonga dia tsikarany fotsiny ny fahalehibe aza amin'ny Melkizedek dia ozy izy hoe ti misy apahafolony.
And Melchizedek blessed him.
Dia mitahiny Melkizedek izy avy eo.
And when I come to God and I give him an offering,
ka rehefa tonga manantona an'Andriamanitra dia manome fanatitra anazy.
It's from a heart of worship.
Dia avy amina fo miankohaka na hoe mitera azy.
An affection, a love for God.
Dia tena hoe fitiavana sy fanakekezana an'Andriamanitra.
And it's my acknowledgement of who He is.
Dia ilay izy zany tena hoe fanambarako mihitsy hoe iza moa ianao.
You are God of my life.
Ianao n'Andriamanitra ny fiainako.
You are God of my finances.
Ianao n'Andriamanitra ny ara-bolako.
I'm in covenant with you.
Zaho manana fanekena aminao.
Because greater are the blessings that you bring me than this 10%.
Sati lei be lavta le fita yina ze wentino wananu iti apafulunti.
And you can go beyond the law.
And
I know people who give 20 or 30% because God has blessed them with an abundance.
And
I'll tell you this, grace is something that gives you the ability to outdo yourself and outdo the law.
Ary za dia teny aminareo hoe ny fahasoavana no manome anao ny fahafahana teny hoe ihoatra lavitra noho izay vitanao sy izay tenenin'ny lalàna.
But you do it.
Fa ianao no manao azy.
With your convictions.
Arakaraka ny faharesen-dahatra ao.
Not because someone holds up Malachi 3:10 and says, "God will bless you or God will curse you."
Fa tsy hoe akory satria misy olona manofa hofery an'le Malaki toko fahatelo iny dia hoe na hotahin'Andriamanitra anao na hozonin'Andriamanitra.
But because you look at God like Abraham did and say, "God, you are my God and I will pay you tribute."
Fa ianao kosa tahaka nataon'ny Abrahama no ataonao hoe za Andriamanitra ianao no Andriamanitra dia tena hoe te hitondra ohatrany hoe fakasitrahana ho anao ako.
So is Malachi 3:10 true? Yes.
Ka marina ve zany aloha le hoe Malaki toko fahatelo andininy fahafolo iny? Ye.
Does it apply? Yes.
Mbola mihatra ve le izy amin'izao? Ye.
Are we under the law? No. Do you have to obey it? It won't earn you your salvation. Does God love you unconditionally? Yes. But do you love God with all your heart and your soul? That's where your finances will get redeemed. That's the line, that's the point. Not Malachi 3:10.
But
do I love God with all my heart and all my soul?
Fa eo amin'le hoe zavy tena ti an'Andriamanitra mifoko rehetra sy mifanahako rehetra.
Do I want to worship Him with my finances?
Zavy te koka aminazy amin'ny ara-bolako.
So, where to give?
Aizan ho anomezana.
The Bible tells us you can give to the poor.
Ny Baiboly miteny amintsika hoe afaka manome ho an'ny mahantra ianareo.
It tells us you can give towards supporting the work of the gospel.
Afaka manome, manohanana ny asan'ny fitoriana filazantsara.
You can read the book of Acts, you can read Corinthians.
Afaka mamaky ny bokin'ny asan'ny apostoly ianareo, afaka mamaky ny bokin'ny Korintiana.
People sold land and they brought the proceeds and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Nisy olona ohatra na nivarotra tany dia noentiny le izy teo an-tongotrin'ny apostoly.
Paul said those who minister in the gospel have a right to eat from its fruit. He was saying people who are full-time in ministry should be supported by others.
I Paul nteny hoe ireo izay manao ny asa fanompoana amin'ny filazantsara dia tokony hihinana amin'izany. Izany hoe tokony hotohanana ireo miasa ao amin'ilay filazantsara izay miasa matihanina.
But nowhere does the New Testament give you a set of rules or a formula?
Fats mis minse naiza naiza ti amni testamenta ta vovao mitenwe zon formula tokinarana na hoe itin lalana tokono andianana any amizay.
Instead it says you should give generously.
Fan tenen kosa de hoe tokony anome apahalala tanana.
And give with faith and with a sense of freedom.
Fatok te tokony anome am finoana sy am fahatsapana hoe malalaka ianao manome an'le izy.
I don't mean freedom from the cost, I mean freedom from manipulation.
Ny tiako tenena am'le hoe malalaka tsy hoe malalaka ny am'le ny saran'izay ianao fa malalaka tsy misy faneriterena.
So how do I apply this in my life?
I
would say when I look at the Old Testament, I look at Abraham, I look at the law.
I
look at the gospel. I understand grace.
And
I think I should be giving generously. At least, if not more than 10% of whatever I receive.
And
so I make plans
to
do that.
I
put it in my budget. Like the first fruits, I set it apart before I pay everything else.
And I
look for opportunities to be generous to others.
To care for the
poor.
And
to give into the church finances.
But
it's intentional. It's premeditated. I've thought about it and decided it.
Because
I've seen what the whole Bible shows me.
And I've
seen what Abraham did.
And I want
to come to my heavenly Melchizedek Jesus and do the same thing.
And
lastly, what to expect? Blessing, of course.
It's
always worked that
way.
God says, if you honor me, I'll take care of you.
As
his child, if I don't honor him, he doesn't reject me. But he comes with discipline.
Which
isn't pleasant. So when we experience the discipline of God, it's not like, wow, that's heaps of joy and blessings.
If I see
my child being stingy, I bring discipline to teach them to be generous and kind. But when I see my child being generous, I look for ways to be generous to them. God deals with us like that.
And
so when I set my finances in order, I don't expect his discipline, I expect abundance. I don't know how God will bring that blessing. I don't know in what form it will come.
I don't
manipulate God into blessing me by giving. You can't buy a miracle. You could never buy a miracle. And churches that preach that way are messing up the church.
tahaka an'izany dia tena manakorontana sy manimba ny fiangonana.
But what is true is when you honor God, he comes and he brings his goodness more and more into your life.
Fa ny zavatra marina dia hoe raha manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ianao dia tonga izy a mitondra ny fahatsarany sy ny fahalebiazany eo amin'ny fiainanao ihany koa.
When you dishonor him, he disciplines you.
Rehefa tsy manome voninahitra an'azy ianao a dia tonga izany manome fitsipifezana anao.
So honor God.
Come on, meza vunaitra n'Andriamanitra.
That's what you should do.
Zany tokony ataonao.
Honor God.
Manmeza vunaitra.
Let him redeem your finances.
Avelako izy anavitra ny ara-bolanao.
Will it take faith?
Mitaky finoana ve le izy?
Sure, it's got to.
Yeah, tsy maintsy ho izay le izy.
Will it be costly?
Besarany ve le izy?
All worship should be costly.
Ny fiankohofana rehetra tokony misarany avokoa.
Will it do you good?
Itondra soa anao ve le izy?
Sure it will.
Tena itondra soa anao izany.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Father, thank you for your word.
Raha io misaotra anao noho ny teninao.
Thank you for the gospel.
Misaotra noho ny filazantsara.
Jesus, thank you that you died for us.
Jesosy, misaotra fa maty ho anay ianao.
But let us not treat you as some cheap kind of grace.
Fa aoka izahay tsy andray anao tahaka anotra ny hoe fahasoavana mora vidy.
Let us not disregard the truths of the word of God.
Ary aoka tsy hodinay tsita ny fahamarinan'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
We want to honor you, God.
Te hanome voninahitra anao izay Andriamanitra.
We want to bring our lives under your command, under your rule and government.
Tinay hoentina ny fiainanay ao ambanin'ny baikonao sy ny fitarianao sy ny fitantananao.
Come and redeem our finances.
Tonga avako dia avoto ny ara-bolanay.
Help us to put you first.
Ampio izahay ametraka anao amin'ny toerana voalohany.
Because you are worthy.
Satria mendrika ianao.
You are a great and wonderful God.
Ianao dia Andriamanitra goavana sy mahafinaritra.
You reign on high.
Tena hoe manjaka ny ambony ianao.
You come as Jesus in the order of Melchizedek, bringing us a new covenant.
Ary tonga ianao, Jesosy tahaka an'ilay Melchizedek, mitondra fanekena vaovao.
We want the bread and the wine of that covenant.
Tena te azo an'ilay mofo sy divay an'izay fanekena izay.
We want to give you our lives.
Tena omenanao ny fiainanay.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's worship.
Andotsika idera sianku.